This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and I am with Feike Sebesma, and you're with Royal DSM. How are you?
Good.
Well, congratulations. You just won the George Washington Carver Award.
Correct.
And this award is given to somebody who has a vision for biotechnology, and your vision is actually a shift into a bio-based economy. So can you tell us what some of the vision you have moving from fossil fuels to more of this biochemical type industry?
I think mankind have lived for thousands of years for materials on the land. We used wood, we used for heating, for building our huts, our areas we lived in, etc. Since 150 years ago, we changed that by starting to dig coal out of the ground, and later on oil, and later on gas. And in a period of 100-150 years, we made our total society dependent on coal, oil, and gas. The fossil age, as I call it. Nobody talks about the fossil age yet, but I think in 200-300 years from now, they will call us, as we are living today, people from the fossil age. And we took care that all our heating, all our transportation, most of our artificial materials, most of our energy is coming from those fossil resources. Now, in the future, we need much more resources. World population will grow. They will have more demand also as urbanization starts, as middle class comes up. But also the argument of climate change and the heating of the globe. But also the argument of cost, because the fossil-based sources will become more expensive. Oil is already expensive. And I think if technology developed, the biosolutions will become less expensive. So all kind of arguments in not only the availability, but also the green and also the cost element and the pollution element, which will make us shifting towards a new society. So in 100 years from now, we will live in the bio-based economy, and we will use, again, like we did thousands of years, we will again for thousands of years live for material on the land, renewable materials. Now, that will be 100 years from now. In 200-300 years from now, they will talk about us as the people from the fossil age. Now, the issue is, will that shift happen in 100 years, or will that shift happen at the peak when we are dropping over the peak? And I think we are dropping soon over the peak. And that means that the shift will happen now. And that means that the technology development is important now. And you will see the new products come on the market now. So the shift is not over 100 years. The shift is in the next 100 years, starting today. And that is what I predict.
Well, one of the things that's a big concern is food versus fuel, but biotechnology really has the ability to take it from food versus fuel to food and fuel.
Correct.
So how do you think that is going to emerge, and how are we going to feed 9 billion people and still create energy?
Yeah, it's a very good point which we need to address, and today people are concerned about food versus fuel, and I understand that. And if you use the sugar component from crops to make fuels, I understand, with all the starvation in the world, that people are concerned. However, you have second generation biofuels already today, or starting today, where we can use the waste component, the cellulose component, which is more complicated, but we showed today again a breakthrough using C5, C6 sugars, technologically complicated, but to convert all of those which are in the waste of the plants towards ethanol. So second generation is the solution. But I go further in the vision towards the future. There's so many proteins in all kinds of side streams of crops which we're not using today. We use it for landfill or sometimes for animal feed, etc., but not for human consumption. And if we all want to eat more proteins, more meat proteins, which is not possible, then we need to find different sources of proteins. And I think we can, via biotechnology, get those out of those, if we can upgrade that, get those out of those crops also. And that means that in the future, still 10 years to go, it's not yet there tomorrow morning, but if we develop the technology, it can be food and fuel, and not the controversial only.
Well, you're developing technology, you just announced you're opening a plant in Italy. What is your raw material going to be, your raw materials for your bio product there?
That will be crops out of Europe. So that will be wheat and those kind of things which we can use, or beet in Europe. Now, for materials, the use of crops is today not yet a big issue, because we talk about 0.5%, 1% of all crops in the world which are used for materials. For fuels, the streams are much bigger. So in the United States already in last year, almost a third of all corn crops were used for biofuels, only 1% for biomaterials or biochemicals. So for fuels, this whole debate is much stronger than for chemicals or materials. But once again, if we switch to biofuels second generation, or if we upgrade also the waste streams into protein for human consumption, also that does not have to be a controversy.
And what's next for Royal DSM? What's next for you in the biochemical industry?
Well, we will come up with more materials, more chemical building blocks, which will convert into bio routes, like succinic acid, but we will have a few others. Don't mention the names yet, but they will come in the near future. And those compounds will be brought on the market also. Secondly, we will work on the second generation biofuels and upgrade those waste streams into fuels and, as I said, into food. That is in the coming period, which you can expect from DSM.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.